Dustin, you are asking me about the genealogy of the Blalleys. Now, your question is sudden, and I'm not prepared just at this moment to give you all the information that I could give you if I assembled the data that I have. However, I will give you some information which is not complete. Now, my father was Charles Blalley. His father's name was Andrew Blalley. My grandfather, Andrew Blalley, emigrated to this country with his wife and children in the year 1834. There were five or six children at that time. Let's see. My father, Charles Blalley, had a brother whose name was Andrew Blalley. He had a sister whose name was Ellen, and she had been married twice many, many years ago. Her first husband's name was Wilson, and her second husband's name was Deer, D-E-E-R. When she died, she was a resident of Missouri. Then my father had a sister who married a man in this city by the name of Anthony Meehl, M-E-H-L. I think her name was Catherine. I'm not so sure about that. He also had a sister who married a man by the name of Rastatter, usually at that time called Mike Rastatter. I think her name was Barbary, but I'm not sure about that without looking it up, which I could do if I were at home. Now, when my father's father came to this country in 1834, it was a year after he intended to come over here. He was delayed because the very year, 1833, when he intended to leave Germany, he was stricken with paralysis. And he awaited until he recovered somewhat from that before he started on that long and trying journey. Now, my grandfather had a brother whose name was Sebastian Blalley. I am a little hazy as to the time that he emigrated to this country from Germany. I hardly think that it was at the same time my grandfather, Andrew Blalley, came here. I think he came a year before, at the time that a group of people there in Germany intended to come over here together. Now, this Sebastian Blalley, whose remains now lie out in the graveyard at Hammett, I believe they call it, about 7 miles out on the Wattsburg Road from Erie, had several children. I could give you several of their names if I had time to think it over, but just at the moment I recall Royal Blalley, who died several years ago. Now, he was a first cousin of my father. He had several children who are living in and about Erie. There was Joseph Blalley, who had several children. I can't give you all their names. I do know that this Sebastian Bliley, whom I have mentioned, also had a son whose name was Daniel Bliley. Now, remember that this Daniel Bliley, whom I have mentioned, and Royal Bliley, and also there was a Ferdinand Bliley, a son of Sebastian Bliley. All of those four were first cousins of my father, Charles Bliley. Daniel Bliley, right after the close of the Civil War in 1865, sold out his property where he lived in Green Township in this county of Erie, and took his family and located at Richmond, Virginia. He located on a farm. He had several sons, and these sons finally found themselves in the city of Richmond, where they became, I guess for the most part, undertakers, and they have prospered very well indeed. One of them, Joseph Bliley, was the leading undertaker in Richmond. He died several years ago and left many thousands of dollars to various charities. Now, you will please bear in mind that I have only touched upon some of the relatives. For instance, Sebastian Bliley had two or three or four daughters whose names I haven't mentioned at all. But Sebastian Bliley was, it is said, a soldier in the war in which Napoleon Bonaparte took part. And he served at the time of Napoleon Bonaparte's invasion of Russia. And he remembered many things that occurred at that time. I don't know, but I've told you about all that comes to mind just at present. Well, you know that my father, Charles Bliley, was born in 1822, died in 1906 at the age of 84 years. Heretofore, I've read to you a letter that he wrote to my niece, Gertrude McConnell, many years ago, giving considerable of the history of his life, in which he thanked God that his father had the determination to leave Germany and come to this country of the United States, the land of the free, as he termed it. In that letter, my father said that there was no chance for a person in the old country, that is Germany, to prosper. That is to say, that to be born poor was to die poor.